you have all the information as their property manager. You have the local knowledge. You understand exactly which types of properties are performing best. You have the data. You have the relationships, the people. All I need is just for you to help me as an owner.
Welcome to the Property Management Brainstorm Show with Bob Preston. Bob is the lead consultant and podcast host at Property Management Brainstorm, the consulting and strategic planning company dedicated to the property management industry. This podcast is for property managers and company owners seeking an in-depth look into current trends toward adding doors, growing recurring revenue, and building a high-profit property management business. You'll hear from leading professionals on hot topics, success stories, and strategies for expanding your company and assuring your property portfolios are managed efficiently. Now, here is your host, Bob Preston.
Hello, brainstormers. This is Bob Preston, your host, broadcasting from our studio in Del Mar, California. If you're new here, please click on that subscribe button so you get access to all of our great episodes as we publish and release. One of the biggest challenges that I hear about facing all property managers is that hard work to keep owners happy and ultimately keep their doors under management. Keeping properties in your portfolio avoids that thing none of us want to talk about, churn, often referred to as attrition. As my guest on the show today, I have Lior Abramovich, co-founder and CEO of a company called Blanket, who is helping property managers keep their doors in their portfolios by building thriving relationships with their clients. We'll discuss churn, why it is such a problem for property managers, and how Blanket is helping property managers reduce their attrition rate. Have a listen. Lior, welcome to the brainstorm. How are you?
Pretty good, Bob. Super excited to be here.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I always like to start the show by learning more about my guests. So let's go with that, if you will. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us about your background and a bit about your new company, Blanket.
Sure. So my name is Lior. I'm 32 years old, freshly married, about 6 months ago.
Congratulations.
Getting used to it, trying not to lose this beautiful thing right here everywhere I go. And I actually started my way in real estate as a real estate investor. I bought my first rental property in Atlanta, Georgia, when I was about 18 years old. I bought it from Israel, which is where I live currently. So I was born and raised in Israel, but been sort of like exposed to US real estate from a very young age. A lot of it is thanks to my mom that really was a role model to pretty much in everything she's done. And she got me also passionate about real estate. And back then it was super, super scary. I've done it like 1,000 miles away, had to trust someone I didn't know. Back then Zillow was sort of like in its early innings and like everything was really, really frightening.
Launching a new company kind of, right? I mean, that's also...
I would say that for a kid at the age of 18, it was far, far more stressful. Exactly. But it really was the best decision I've ever made looking backwards, because it really got me on this exciting path and really was the first step in my career. At that point, I actually started my active duty service. I served in the Israeli Navy for about 8.5 years. Wow. As a naval commander. I graduated from the Naval Academy, served as a chief engineer and executive officer of the Israeli Naval Academy. So this means I love talking and teaching, so I can talk a lot, and I hope I wouldn't babble too much today, but I'm really passionate about teaching and helping, and this is something I also implemented after those 8 years of service. When I started my first role in a private U.S. real estate investment firm that was focused on build-to-rent. Back when we still didn't have the term build-to-rent, it was new construction for investment purposes. I started there as their head of acquisitions. Afterwards, vice president of business development, where I oversaw also the entire sales division. And this is also where I had the opportunity to use that passion for teaching and taught over 1,000 individual investors how to invest in US real estate. from how to analyze properties, how to form the deal in the right way, where to look, what to look for. So it was really an exciting opportunity, besides the fact of having the privilege to really oversee an entire operation from acquisitions, due diligence, up to dispositions for over 1,000 individual investors, mainly mom and pops from across the world, including Canada, China, Russia, Israel, and of course, American investors. Pretty much went through entire value chain of the real estate transaction, from managing our home builders and general contractors that we worked with, to the lenders, insurance providers, pretty much everyone across the deal. And it really gave me that breadth of perspective and vision across, like, what are the challenges, where are the different things that we can improve. And back then, we really didn't have anything, like no technology, nothing. And this is where my frustration started to build up. Like, this is how everything started for me. And so, like, my pursuit for a technological solution, there was so many things to be improved there. So many things, and simple things just by, you know, like simple automation, not even talking about technology company and things like that, but just simple automation. And that's like how I started playing with that a bit. I remember I started automating stuff in our CRM software and creating like workflow engines. So it showed me that it's possible. The technology is the key to really make things a lot more easier, that can not only make our operations easier, but also the experience to our investors. I remember we did a lot of mistakes just because we didn't have a sound process that really categorized everything and everything was in order. So it really even enabled us to make our clients even more happy. But this was sort of like the first step in my career afterwards. After that, I decided to open up my own investment firm in Canada. I moved to Toronto from the hot Israel to the cold winter of Toronto. Nothing prepared me for shoveling snow from the driveway at 6 a.m. I did some tough things in the Navy, but nothing prepared me for that. And this was right before COVID. I started helping Canadian investors buy real estate in the United States directly from home builders. And that was really the point where I became a lot more aware of what my close friends from the property management industry were going through. And up until that point, I remember that every time we spoke with our property managers, which were actually not only my closest friends there, but our centers of knowledge and our boots on the ground. Like, everything we've done, everything we've thought about was always done with our partners, our property managers. So I had a very good understanding of what's happening from the operation side, like from the operator side and not from the property management side. And the topic was always profitability and the ability to improve the operations to become a more profitable company. So that was the challenge. That was always the challenge, profitability in operations. And as a result, we also saw a lot of innovation around that in terms of technological solutions, a lot of things that were concentrated around tenant solutions, things that really improve the operation so that the bottom line will be improved. But it was only when I started my own company, was a lot more engaged with them, I started to hear about another challenge, which was churn. And when I started asking these questions and trying to understand a little bit better, because every company in the world experiences churn.
That's right.
But there is something very unique about churn in property management, because normally when you'll ask pretty much every industry out there, like, what's the reason for churn? Okay, the client wasn't that happy with the service. They decided to leave. But we have another reason for churn in property management, which is owner sales, which has nothing to do with how good we are as property managers. And when I started to understand the magnitude of the problem and ask them a simple question, like, how big is churn? I expected to hear maybe 5%, you know, at a worst scenario, maybe 10%. When I heard 35%, I was shocked. Because thinking to myself that I'll be losing 35% of my revenue generators every year, that is like a challenge that I didn't really was able to even comprehend how to even solve that. And so I became even more interested. It got me even more interested to understand how can this be solved. So the first question that I asked my fellow property managers were, okay, so you have a real estate license, you're a licensed broker.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just offer your clients to sell their property for them and just try to sell it internally to your own clients? So for many of them, that by itself sounded like an exciting innovation without even putting in technology.
Even how many property managers don't buy into that? You know, they want to keep kind of separation of church and state, which I've never understood personally, but some property managers are still looking at it that way. Like, oh no, we don't sell property. What?
Exactly. And that was the same reaction that I had. I was baffled, like, why not? That's so simple. And you don't even need technology for that. Back then, what I didn't really understand how complicated the problem is. But just that simple thing really got me even more passionate about this issue. So I started really looking into this. I started speaking to so many property managers, trying to understand the magnitude, trying to understand how they try to tackle that. And really after a certain time, I started to understand really where the problem lies and how big it is, because there was no property manager that didn't confirm my concerns regarding this issue and sort of like the challenge. And this is where the decision to go after this challenge and really build a solution to help my fellow property managers, this is where the decision has been made. And back then I just packed up my things. COVID started, so it was a beautiful time to start something new. And I just went back to Israel. I partnered up with my partner and co-founder, which is the CTO of the company. He's the smart guy of the bunch. And we went on this journey to found Blanket. One last note maybe about myself. I'm trying to use real estate to do some good and not necessarily just business. So mm-hmm. I also co-founded a nonprofit organization in Israel that renovates homes of senior citizens in need and Holocaust survivors. So we're really trying to provide some positive value and give back to the community with real estate. Been operating for several years now and been able to really do some good. And Blanket has been set up to fulfill that mission of eliminating churn, providing a better experience to our owner clients, with the basic understanding that churn has two sides to it. It has the side that is caused by the experience that our clients are getting. If they get a better experience, they might decide to leave for the competition or for whatever other reason. And the second reason for churn is owner sales. Sure. Which is not necessarily something that we can control. And this is how Blanket was also formed, to really attack this problem from both of these sides. On the one hand, provide a better experience for the owners, an experience that will really make them stick with you for the long run, make them understand that you are their trusted advisor, you are that specific person and company that will help them get to their goal eventually, which is to either retire financially safe or retire sooner with an immense portfolio of rental properties that are generating passive income for them without them needing to always find for other people or other professionals to help them. You have all the information as their property manager. You have the local knowledge. You understand exactly which types of properties are performing best. You have the data. You have the relationships, the people. Yeah. All I need is just for you to help me. As an owner.
Got to communicate it, right? So
exactly.
Right. Well, we're going to dive into Blanket a little bit more here in a bit, but I'd like to speak a little bit more about churn. Some people call it attrition, if you will. If that's cool, can we shift over and talk about that? And then we'll come full circle, and I'm going to have you tell more about Blanket here in a minute. So as you're speaking, I can remember when I still owned North County Property Group, my property management company. One of the most frustrating things is every year, kind of about this time, sort of in the fall, we would start a pretty major forecasting project. We'd like look at our financials. We would project, okay, where are we going to end up for the year? Where do we want to be next year? And we would always forecast door growth. The one thing that is super hard to forecast for, and I see you nodding and smiling, you got it, right, is churn. I mean, we can guess what churn's going to be, but in large part, I don't want to say it's out of our hands, because I mean, I think there are things we can do to reduce churn, but it was always really, really frustrating because, oh, wow, we signed, 10 properties, 20 properties, but we lost five. It was like this constant battle. And so according to NARPM, I know you and I both have looked at this report, the average churn rate is, somewhere among property managers between 20 to 30%. I think you've already referenced that number. So do the math on that, right? They also say the average cost of customer acquisition is around $1,500. So if you're a small company, say 100 units, 100 doors, and you're trying to grow by 30% to, you know, 30 doors, well, then you've got to grow by 50 to 60 properties just to keep up with the churn to hit your 30. That's 4 or 5 doors every month. And that's like, you know, acquisition costs of like $7,500. So it's a lot cheaper to keep your customers and your properties than it is to find new ones. Are those numbers similar to what you've seen? I mean, I know you're talking to a lot of people out there.
Yes, definitely. It's well, there is really a range to that. We saw that really the best performers, the ones who are doing transactions in-house and really helping their owners sell into their own network, the top performers stand at around 10 to 15% mm-hmm. of churn.
Yeah.
And it really spans across that range towards the 35% on average, meaning some property managers are losing more than 35% a year. And I think there is one thing that the industry also needs to look at it a bit differently, because currently we don't have a lot of really sound data about this. And churn is also something that can be defined in multiple ways. And I think really the first thing as an industry, and I think we're going in a very good direction, and a lot of other companies in different fields are doing this in an amazing way, like Property Meld with the maintenance data and the forecasting, and giving property managers the information where they can benchmark against a very detailed set of information. I think the same thing needs to happen here when it comes to churn. And mm-hmm. this is something that we are already working on, but we can see that we first need to identify churn as it is. There is the good churn, so to speak, that a property is being sold and we are keeping the door under management because we're selling it internally. And there's sort of like the bad churn that an owner just decided to leave. And by separating these two, the owner sells and the owners who are just leaving us, that will bring a little bit more sort of like clarification. But from what we see, the numbers really match. And the it's also surprising how many property managers in our industry don't even know their churn rate. They don't even know how many properties are losing every year and the value of that. We did a couple of so like examples to some of our clients where we showed them, this is the amount of properties that you lost this year. This is the acquisition cost for a new property. And this is the lifetime revenue from each property. And when they saw the number,
that's right.
When they saw the number of like the amount of money, which is, you can consider it as lost opportunities and as actual lost revenue, it was in the hundreds of thousands when you look at it across a lifetime of a property. And I think not a lot of people in this industry really understand how big this is. And all it takes is just seeing it, just seeing the numbers. Just seeing the numbers, putting them in front of us and understanding how big this is and how simple the solution might be with the right approach, with the right processes, and with the right technology.
I like your approach to translating it into hard dollars because, you know, you see the NARPM report, 20%. Well, yeah, we're right in there. We're normal, right? Well, it's still losing properties and losing revenue opportunities. So if you look at it in terms of, wait, how much is this costing me again? It's like when you lose an employee, the numbers are exactly. huge in terms of what it costs to replace that person, train somebody new. There is a third category I'm gonna throw in on why you might lose a and I thought you were gonna go there with, well, there's some good attrition, and that's the owner that's just super challenging to work with and is costing you probably more money and is a loss leader. Those guys got to go because, and that's what I call kind of the forced attrition where we're forcing them out because it's just not meeting their expectations and it's, you know, bringing our staff to the knees. You don't want that, right? You've just got to bite the bullet and focus on the properties that are, you know, producing for you. Okay. So we talked about that. I suppose when we talk about the reasons why we have attrition, it's really important for property managers to understand all those reasons when the client actually leaves, right? So, you know, call it an exit interview or a conversation. I mean, I used to pick up every time I heard about an owner leaving, I would always pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I'd really like to understand this, right? For my own, did we disappoint you? Are you moving back into the property? You know, what's going on, right? And it was always very, very insightful. Do you Do you find that property managers are doing that? Do they understand why people are leaving?
Some do and some don't. Mm-hmm. Our industry is very diverse in strategies, in approaches, and also, as you said, like regarding the positive churn, so to speak, the one that you are initiating. We also see that some property managers do take that approach of taking action and sort of deciding who their clients are and which clients are right for them, and some don't. So I think there are many different approaches to it, but in general, I think the first thing we need to look at into as property managers is really trying to be data driven, because following emotions and following just thoughts that we have because we understand something, and a lot of times we as the business owners, and this is something I always try not to fall victim to, is the curse of knowledge. We know everything. We understand the processes. We've been in this for many years. We know why they left. We know what was the reason. And a lot of times, I'm a lot of times surprised by how much I don't know. And I always want feedback. I'm craving for that feedback, especially for the bad things that happen, because mm-hmm. these are the things that will give us the most amount of value. Because normally, let's think of ourselves. When we are very happy with the sort of customer experience that we got, like I'm getting all the time, like give us the 5-star review or something and leave maybe a comment. I'm not necessarily leaving a comment because everything was good. I'm leaving the 5-star review and that's it. No additional information that can really help that company do something a little bit better. But when I'm not satisfied, this is when I want to provide the data. This is when I want to provide the why.
That's right.
why something happened, because I'm feeling a little bit more, you know, either angry or whatever reason. But this is a golden opportunity to really use that emotional driver of a person to say why they're feeling bad or unsatisfied and use it to our advantage. You'll be surprised and by how many ideas we can get from that, not necessarily on their experience. It can even project us to another part of the business that can be improved just by getting an idea of where we can automate certain stuff, whether it's responses or anything like that. But in general, I think using those moments are super, super important. And I hope more property managers would be doing that and really being data-driven.
Yeah, I think that's important, because if you understand why people are leaving you, I mean, it's one thing to say, well, they weren't happy. Well, why weren't they happy? What did we do wrong? Did somebody offend them? Did we not live up? Was our pricing not correct? And because then I guess the flip side of the question is, well, what can we do to prevent churn? And I think this is where Blanket starts to come in, right? So what are all the things that we can do as property managers that help us meet those client expectations? And how can we help our own companies, help us help ourselves in terms of lowering that attrition rate? Everybody wants to know what the secret is here. So help us understand what you guys are doing and what you see in terms of reducing churn.
We tackle it in two ways. One is identifying churn, meaning what can we do to identify intent to sell or intent to leave. That's number one, because if we get that right, probably the biggest part of the problem has been solved.
That's really
hard. That way we can prepare.
I mean,
really hard.
A lot of owners keep that that part, like, you know, they're thinking about selling, that, you know, maybe their stage of life changes. What do we do with this property? There might be stuff going on with their family that we don't even know about. That's a really hard thing to do, to anticipate. Unless you're data driven, then okay, on average, maybe, you know, 10% of our clients will leave us to sell. I mean, but yeah, understanding each client, that's hard.
Very, very hard. I can tell you personally, this is the challenge that we are tackling technologically. And man, the amounts of data that you need to literally sit on is insane. And it takes a lot of metrics. And this is what we are doing right now, when we already have an algorithm that really helps us identify those potential sellers or potential owners that would like to leave. And a lot of it has to do really with the experience they get. So think about maintenance, think about evictions, vacancy. Many data inputs that we have already at the grasp of our hands, but is not utilized in a way that can help us forecast that. This is something that we are already doing. And I can say, I hope we are somewhere in that ballpark, but we're pretty much accurate on the ability to forecast that. So really the first thing that we do here at Blanket is identifying those potential owners who are going to either sell or leave based on a lot of metrics and a lot of data that is not only coming from within the property management software, because Blanket is a platform that integrates with your property management software. So you can take all that data and use it to your advantage, things that you don't really able or have today in your property management software. But Blanket also integrates with other data providers, public data sources, county records, private data sources as well, some of the largest companies that can help us understand other metrics that we as property managers don't have access to. And by seeing that entire picture, we can already identify which are those potential sellers and even also which ones are thinking about buying. Because inside our platform, we capture a lot of different actions that give us a better understanding of who is thinking, who is sort of like checking, you know, seeing properties, doing other actions that can indicate on intent to buy as well. And that gives us that ability to really identify all those potential sellers, potential buyers, and the potential people who are thinking about leaving.
Okay.
So that's number one.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting. And so how does that get communicated? I know when I had my company, I had my accounting team and my property management team every month do for me what was called a CEO dashboard, right? It was kind of a summary of everything that was going on in the business. And I would look at it intently every single month. I understand you have a similar concept. There's a dashboard. Maybe that's where you were going. If you wanted to keep going with some of the other things you're doing, feel free.
Correct. Exactly that. We also provide the property manager their own dashboard because we are sort of like a B2B2C platform, meaning majority of the platform is customer facing, is owner facing. It's built around the owner. It's built to really support the owner with everything they need from start to finish. But you as the property manager have that visibility across everything they have in there with the additional data from the market data, with the additional data from the county records and everything you can see to give you even more insights on your own portfolio that you don't get today from your property management software. And that also includes those details. Who are the potential sellers? Who are the potential buyers? Who are the potential people that we need to really keep close attention to and make sure that they are getting a better experience than they were getting up until now because our system identifies them as potential owners who would want to leave. So you all have all that in your center console, which we call this like the admin dashboard, where you have a full view of your entire portfolio with all the metrics that you need from the value of the properties, the cash flow of the properties, the net operating income, things that can also help you celebrate your wins and the service that you're providing to the owners. So think about a phone call that you're picking up the phone call to an owner that is maybe not that satisfied, but now you're telling them, hey, we'd like to provide you with a performance review of your portfolio. Maybe it's quarterly, maybe just a one time, and tell them, look at how much your properties increased in value. Look how many cash flow you've generated since the moment you've been with us. Look how much expenses we were able to sort of like mitigate and not go into that because we prevented the maintenance issue and really did a lot of things to take care of the property. So all of that can now be used in the palm of your hands to really communicate to the owners and really give them that additional good news that they are not necessarily used to get because a lot of owners are used to probably two points of communication. The owner statement and when something breaks.
Yep.
And when that's all you're getting from your property manager, you need some positive reassurance that everything is good and really a good job is being done on your most valuable asset. So that's really, as you said, that's sort of like your own dashboard. But besides that, the entire platform, the majority of the platform is built around mitigating churn, combating churn, and the actual things that we can do as property managers with the help of Blanket to eliminate that churn. But also grow your portfolio. Because when you look at churn, it's actually an interesting thing. Churn has two ways to be mitigated, two ways to solve it. You can either, and let's imagine a bottle of water. Let's say that bottle of water is leaking. The water is the properties that we have. Mm-hmm. So to keep the same level of water in that bottle, you can either close the leak, which is to eliminate churn, or you can always keep pouring more water in it. So Blanket is doing something similar to that. We're doing things that can help close that leak, eliminate churn, but we're also helping you pour more water in it. The way we do it is as follows. We have two sides to the platform. We have the investor dashboard and the white labeled marketplace. Mm-hmm. The entire platform, by the way, is white labeled with the property manager's logo, meaning that this is the platform that they are providing their right. owners. This is the experience that they are providing to their owners.
I would fold this into my Dragon. Own company website, like at a specific place
exactly.
On the nav bar, right?
Exactly that. And the platform is closed only to your clients or to the people you want to invite. So think of past clients, any people in your mm-hmm. network that would like to buy more properties so that you'll be able to manage those. Mm-hmm. So think of it as sort of like that top of the funnel capturing of even new leads into the funnel. And the way it works is as follows. The investor dashboard gives the owners real-time performance analytics across their properties with no manual data entry, not on your side as the property manager, because everything is done literally in 5 minutes with magic, I would say. Everything from the integration to your property management software and to the setup of all the users to all of your clients immediately, that when they sign up, they don't have to do anything as well. The dashboard is set with the value of their properties, shows them how much equity they have in their properties, cash flow, net operating income, everything they need in one place, and everything is updated in real time.
Let me pause here. Let me stop you just for one sec, because we talked about what it does for the property managers, and now we're talking about the client. So are they two different dashboards, two different views, if you will? Well, you have a property Correct. Management or maybe a company view, and then you have another one that's, hey, here's how your investment is performing, and that's targeted at the client.
Correct. Think of it this way. You have all the customer-facing platform includes the investor dashboard and the marketplace, and you as the property manager have the property manager dashboard, the admin dashboard, that mm-hmm. sees everything that's happening in those two and gives you that ability to understand and act accordingly.
Okay, let me ask another question, because I'm loving this, by the way. So if I've got this right, I'm going to express it in layman's term. Your technology maybe goes into my AppFolio software or Buildium or whatever PMS you have. It kind of scans, I'm using layman's terms here, maybe scrubs that data, combines it with information that's publicly available and puts it in a digestible format that's in the form of a dashboard. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Do I got exactly. it?
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, really good.
So that's on the investor dashboard side. So that the main purpose of the dashboard is really to provide that better experience, that experience that will get the owners excited about their properties. Even for the accidental landlords, by the way, something that we saw that was pretty interesting, that they started learning about real estate investing and even getting excited about it, because in the dashboard, they also get tooltips that explain every metric, how it's calculated and why is it important. So even owners that like are first time investors that don't even know what cap rate is or what is cash on cash, now they can learn it.
Don't know a cap rate and NOI, you know, what that means even, right? So
Exactly. So they get an opportunity to also see that as well, to understand everything about their portfolio. We also provide them sort of like,
yeah. What's interesting about that too is that a lot of clients that we used to have would call every now and then and they'd want kind of a one-on-one with me and would talk about these kind of things. And then after going through that analysis, they'd say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to buy. I'm not going to sell, right? I might buy more. But it's like just the fact that they're able to see how their property performs and is doing pretty darn well sometimes is a deterrent to that, hey, maybe we should sell the property conversation.
I agree. I think every situation can be presented differently. Every situation, mm-hmm. whether it's like a property that isn't performing well or a property that is performing well, because a good performing property can be a reason to sell because, hey, it's appreciated a lot and I want to cash out. And it can also be a reason, as you said, to keep it. Everybody has a different way about it. And it really is about understanding your owners, really listening to their needs and understanding what they want and acting accordingly. Because at the end of the day, and this is something I talk about a lot, a lot of people say that the interests are not aligned between owners and property managers. The owner wants to cut on expenses and wants to make more money. The property manager wants to make more money. And there's so like this always saying that the interests are not aligned. I think the opposite. I think the interests are exactly aligned. What is the goal of a property owner eventually based on his decision to start investing in rental properties? They either want to leave a legacy for their kids. Mm-hmm. with the portfolio that they've built and provide a better future for them. And they want a more stable future for themselves, more stable financial future for themselves, retire earlier and have this stream of passive income that can work for them as they also leave that legacy for the kids. When I ask my fellow property managers, what are your goals? They're pretty much the same.
Absolutely.
They're the same. So it turns out that we are working towards the same goal. And I think when we understand this and we really work towards it with our owners, we understand that we are literally in this together. Our goal is to grow our portfolio, work towards this goal together, and help one another. Because at the end of the day, as an owner, I'm investing in you as the property manager to manage my most precious asset. And you are investing in me, so I'll be able to also help you grow your business. So it's 100%. Something that works together.
100%. And I think that the other thing is, you're right about the balance, the goals of a property owner versus the property manager. A property owner, yes, they want to make as much off of their rental property as possible. They are sensitive to fees, but they're also sensitive to the value that they're getting from that relationship. So I've always viewed it, hey, the more value I can provide as a property management company, property manager, the better for my client. And they're going to stay with me for a long, long time, right? And I think that's kind of what we're
exactly
talking about. Yeah.
Exactly that. So the dashboard really helps them get a better value from their properties and actually see that value and mm-hmm. like literally see the, a lot of owners, like when they talk about why did I spend $12,000 on this renovation or whatever, when they look at the property value, which increased by $100,000, so that suddenly puts everything into perspective.
It doesn't seem like it's so expensive after that, right?
Exactly. So I think really communicating and seeing that is one big part of it. And the second part of the platform, which is the marketplace, this is where the true magic happens. So when an owner wants to sell, even before they even actually doing the action, we already can do some actions to help them do it safely and in a way that eventually we'll be able to keep management. They listed property for sale on the marketplace and all the other owners are notified. They're seeing that property listed for sale so they can buy it. And in turn, the property manager keeps that property under management. So selling into an own network, that's sort of like the core functionality of it. But the other thing that we're doing, if you remember pouring more water into the bottle approach. So what we're also doing, we have a vast network of inventory partners from wholesalers, turnkey providers, home builders, all off market. We're not pulling anything from the MLS. So these are properties that you can't find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And all these properties are filtered by our algorithm to push the relevant inventory to your owners, meaning your owners will see properties only in the areas you support as the property manager. So when those properties, additional properties that they would buy, you'll be able to manage those as well. So this is sort of like the pouring more water, helping your owners buy more properties and not necessarily properties that are listed by other owners, helps provide those two solutions to the problem. Stopping the leak, but also pouring more water into the bottle by helping the owners buy more properties, sure. Which are all off market. Very important to mention, all off market. So meaning they can't find them anywhere else. And also filled with a lot of data that they need to see before they make the decision to buy that property.
Okay, so off market or on market, either way, there needs to be someone sort of facilitating that process, right? Opening escrow, I'm assuming. So who does that? Does your client still do that? And I guess the big question is, if they help with a transaction, say a client who buys a new property or a client sells their property, do they get the commission on the deal?
Good question. So now we're getting to how the dollars are made.
And this is
exactly how we work. Blanket, by the way, is a free platform, completely free. No subscription fees, no setup costs.
That's interesting.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. The way we make money is by winning when our property management client partner wins as well. And what that means is the following. When we started this process, we saw that providing just a technological platform to support all of these situations and use cases was not enough because some property managers didn't have a brokerage operation in place or if they did have a brokerage operation in place, they didn't want to do the transactions. And this got us into the position where we understood that there is even a bigger need, which is really to facilitate those transactions for our property managers. And we were surprised really by how many property managers that really are, that were doing transactions said, like, I'll happily stop doing that as long as it's done. It helps me make more transactions and as long as I'm getting some of that money.
Okay.
So the way it works is the following. Blanket can adapt itself to every use case. So let's say you don't have a brokerage operation in place. We can act as your broker. We're a licensed broker almost across all 50 states. So we can be the brokerage for you and take care of the transaction from start to finish. Or we can, and this is also something very interesting, we can empower your network to grow with you by inviting your chosen agent partners that you've been working with for the last several years, or maybe even more than that, to bring them on board and be those chosen brokers to represent each side when there is a transaction.
I see. Okay.
So no matter how you would like to set it up based on your existing network, Blanket is here to enable that, not replace it, not change it, to enable it. So we can either represent or you can choose the brokers to represent if you don't have a brokerage operation in place. If you do have a brokerage operation in place and you would like to be the one still representing, so you can represent one side. And again, we can either represent the other side or bring one of your partner agents as well. Same thing. Mm-hmm. And there's another use case where you are doing the transaction, then you are sometimes, depending on the state where it's applicable, you represent both sides. In that situation, same thing. You can use Blanket to represent both sides when this is the most interesting part. Blanket is built on top of a transaction management system,
right?
One that is powered by AI and integrations to different service providers, including lenders, insurance providers, inspectors, 1031 exchange, everything you need to provide a digital experience to the owner, especially to the buyer. The buyer is the one who is having a more robust process. And we are acting as your transaction coordinators. So even if you're used to doing the transactions already in-house, now with Blanket, you can make even more transactions. You can grow your revenue from transactions by multiple times just because we'll be able to help you scale. We'll be taking the entire work from offer to closing, managing the communications, managing the coordination so that you can focus on the relationships. You can focus on maintaining that trust and confidence with the buyer, with the seller, and doing everything possible to really make sure that the transaction goes through safely to closing.
Okay, so all the obligatory and mandatory documents and the disclosures and all that gets handled by the, you know, Blanket side, kind of like a transaction.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends who is the agent.
Sure.
Whoever is the agent, their responsibility will be to take care of all the legal and compliance side of the site.
Right. Right. So then the model is that does Blanket then get some kind of split out of the transaction, and where do the funds flow? I guess do the funds flow through Blanket then to the broker, or the other way around?
Again, it depends. It depends on the model.
Okay.
If we are the agents representing, so of course it runs through us. We have a listing addendum and where you get the referral fee, or you are the other agent. Let's say if we represent one side, you represent the second side, we just split the commission and we decide on it in advance. We decide in advance like what is the seller commission that we want to offer our clients, because at the end of the day, we can provide an incentive to do it through us, even if they weren't thinking about doing it through us, because a lot of times, a lot of the owners don't even know their property manager provides brokerage services. They don't even know that they can turn to them to sell them. And just staying top of mind can already create a lot more business. But we can really use that as another incentive for them to decide that this is the right way to do. And instead of the traditional 5-6%, we can offer them, for example, 4% and split the commission so that more deals will be coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how the transaction will be split, split in terms of commissions. And if we are doing the transaction management and not representing anyone, so we charge a small marketplace fee, which also is added as a listing addendum to the listing, and that's pretty much how it's done.
Okay, so it's kind of, you have two choices as the your client, you know, being like the property managers. you could use it almost like a referral model, right? A lot of property managers do that. They don't want to mess with the transaction. They hear an owner wants to sell. They refer it out to another agent, right? The other is, so you can help with that. Excuse me. Gosh, let me start over there. So the other side of the model is, hey, I'm a broker. I want the listing, but it comes back the other way. And then we give you a split based on your marketplace fee.
Yeah, it's a small marketplace fee, something that is normally even lower than the referral fee that is handled. And it also comes as a cost that is either way added to the consideration as the sort of transaction management costs that are included either way for us as brokers that we know we'll have to pay for the transaction coordination. Sure. So for us, it's just like a transaction coordination fee when we are not the brokers on the transaction.
Okay, so when does all this get spilled out? Do you spell this out for a new client when they're coming on board and they agree to bring your white label marketplace, and I'm going to call it a portal, I don't know if that's how you refer to it, onto their website? Is this all part of the pricing that's established at the time you sign an agreement?
Yes. Normally, the way it works is, and I'm super thankful, really, because property managers really understand the value. And normally, we need just a demo meeting. After the demo meeting, we set up an onboarding session, which is something that can take between 5 to 10 minutes. After the onboarding meeting, we have an implementation meeting where we just go over the data, make sure that everything is right and everything is said, because sometimes there is maybe certain information. We know how GL accounts sometimes look inside our property management software, and sometimes they can be very messy. So we also make sure that all the data is clean. And after that, what we do is sort of like we have a going live campaign. We manage the communications for you as the property manager on your behalf to your owners. So we are sending out the emails with your branding, with your logo, as if you are speaking to them. You as a property manager, of course, approve all that copy. You can change it even a bit if you'd like. But we're pretty much announcing, building a little bit of excitement for the owners. After the excitement is sort of like built, we send out that a welcome email that invites them to sign up. And when they sign up, they're already in the platform. And from that moment on, we take on the role that we think is of utmost importance when putting aside for a second all the technology, which is putting a lot more value into the relationship between you and the owners, meaning giving them educational information, giving them the reports that they need, updating them when their property value has increased, updating them when anything needs their attention, not only bad news as maybe that we're used to getting, but giving them some of that positive news along with optimization recommendations. Maybe we see that they can optimize their insurance price. Maybe we can see that they can optimize their loan terms, their interest rates, even especially if today it's a little bit more challenging, but the system can really give them those recommendations that really help them not only optimize, but also grow their portfolio. So we really add a lot of value to that relationship between you as a property manager and the owner. So that's what happens after the platform is live. They get notifications when new properties are added to the marketplace, new opportunities. We provide a webinar where we give them sort of like the personal demo of the platform. And we also show them what opportunities they can find in the platform and what properties they can buy, and are really there to give them, the owners, your clients, all the information they need to succeed.
Okay, fantastic. I had a guest on my show a few years ago. It was from a company called Home Union. I don't know if you remember those guys. Do you remember that company? You do.
Yep. Okay.
And their whole mission, according to their kind of elevator pitch, was to make buying and selling properties as easy as buying and selling stocks. That's was sort of their main pitch. They ended up selling that technology, I believe. Don't quote me on this, but I believe they sold to Mind, and I believe that Mind still has some derivative, maybe the same exact application, or maybe they've improved it, that they're offering to their clients, kind of like you're talking about as a marketplace. Is that similar to what you're doing? If not, how are you different than what Mind is offering?
It's a bit similar. Most marketplaces have the same sort of like structure. So in terms of understanding how a marketplace looks like, it's pretty similar in its okay. basic form. But the main differences are first in the inventory. So we are not pulling data from the MLS. We're not showing any properties that everybody else can see. And normally properties that are on the MLS are properties that investors don't look for. Investors want off-market properties. Mm-hmm. Investors want those opportunities. And a lot of times, even if you'll list an investment property that you have on the MLS, you'll probably get a family that wants to come and live in that property rather than an investor. And that is also something that we as property managers need to really remember, that when we try to list a property on the MLS, we probably wouldn't keep management. 90-something percent, we probably wouldn't keep management. But if we'll sell it off-market, it's the other way around. We'll probably sell it to an investor. So our inventory is completely off-market. Wholesalers, okay. Junkie providers, home builders, etc. That's number one. Number two, we are built on top of a transaction management system, meaning we're not just a search platform. We are a transaction management platform as well, with integrations to all those service providers that you need to get the deal across the finish line, so an owner can get his pre-approval for a mortgage within 2 to 24 hours, depending on the lenders that we have on the platform. They can get an insurance quote. They can get an inspection. Everything from inside the platform. They don't need to leave it at any point in time. So that really increases the close rate as well, and the experience that they get as the clients of the platform.
I like that you have partnerships with the services that are needed to close on a property, right? The inspection folks, the insurance folks, the people that could provide you with a mortgage. I mean, that's really fantastic, because that eliminates some of the need to search for those proper people or just depend upon your agent to bring in
exactly.
Their
exactly
right. Yeah,
absolutely. I would say even more than that, we as buyers really find ourselves, when we are getting into transactions, we suddenly become project managers, because now we have to sync and sort of coordinate the lender, the insurance provider, the inspector, and all of this. Even if we have an agent, we still have to answer emails. We still have to follow up on documents. We have to sign. We have to download. We have to review. So we're sort of like becoming this project manager without any intent to do so. So we are really trying to help the buyers, especially, really go through a seamless process where most of the work is really done for them, instead of them sort of like getting into this very complex process of getting the transaction across the finish line. So I would say that, again, the architecture is sort of like same, not the architecture, but the way a marketplace looks like is similar. But these two differences are the main ones. And there's also another one, which is very important. Most of the properties on our platform are properties that are listed for sale by the clients of the property manager, mm-hmm. meaning that we have all the data about them. And this is something that no other platform out there has, which is actual data, not projections, not estimations, actual data, actual rents, actual expenses, so that the buyers who are looking into these properties know exactly what they are buying into. They're not buying into estimations. They're buying into exact numbers. And this is another very important differentiator that we see, just because of the fact that now the property manager has sort of like its own system, its own marketplace. And it's also, we can look at it as Blanket helps property managers sort of like give a similar experience to what the big companies are providing. So Mind, a very successful property management company, has a marketplace, has the property management services, and has a lot of other things as well. So we are trying to provide some of that experience that the clients of mine are getting to the rest of the property managers in the industry.
Yeah, that goes back to that value again. Like, we can do things and to provide value as a boutique property management company that keeps up with the big guys. I think that's fantastic. Wonderful idea. Okay, in the interest of time, we probably barely scratched the surface here, and super interesting. You and I could go on for probably hours talking about this, because we're both very passionate about this topic, and I want to learn more about your company. But you've just launched the company recently, and what's the reaction that you're getting so far from the market, and how are things going?
Wow. So it was quite overwhelming. I would definitely say that I didn't have a lot of sleep in the last several weeks.
Especially
because of the time difference as well between Israel and the United States. Mm-hmm. But we actually soft launched, or launched quietly, so to speak, just by, you know, loading up the website, putting our social media profiles up there, and also sponsoring the IMN property management SFR mm-hmm. forum that took place about 2 weeks ago. We had the opportunity really to be the lead sponsor of that conference, and I can definitely say it was an overwhelming experience. in a positive way, because this was our first conference ever, our first appearance. We were this unknown company, and I've been in the industry for a lot of time, so I already have a lot of friends. And when you, especially in my position, like living 1,000 miles away, even if you're talking on Zoom multiple times a month or a week with a lot of people in the industry, which you really consider friends, you don't really grasp how like big and supporting your network is. And this is the first time that in one conference, we were able to really see that. And the amount of love and support and referrals, like really people were coming from everywhere. Oh, Jonathan told me I have to speak with you. Amosa told me I had to speak with you. Like, and we really didn't do any promotion before that. I would say even more than that. We were literally 2 days before the conference started. Only then our website was ready. So even conference website, there wasn't no link to the logo. People, like, there was a blanket logo, but no reference, and nobody understood what blanket is. And a lot of friends of mine even told me, like, how didn't you tell me that you are blanket? I've been seeing this logo right here, and they didn't even know who blanket is. So no promotion, no anything. We got so much love and so much support, and we really were swamped in the last several weeks, and we're trying to keep up with everything and really put everything in order. Our team is growing as a consequence of that. So I can definitely say that at least our first step was very, very positive and heartwarming. I definitely didn't expect to receive this much love and support. That's for sure.
That's fantastic. I mean, I think that's the nature of this industry. Property managers tend to be open to sharing and providing that kind of support and are really inquisitive people, right? I think that's the beauty of NARPM and IMN, maybe even IRM, you know, these organizations, because for the most part, people are willing to come together and share. And when you put it out there that, hey, we've got this new solution, you're going to get a positive reaction. I think that's fantastic. Okay. What other thoughts as we wrap up today for our listeners? I know you've got a lot to say. We've covered a lot of ground, but what other thoughts would you like to share with our listeners just as we conclude?
I think one very important message. In the past decade, we focused a lot on our tenants, on solutions to our tenants, on really getting to that goal of increasing our profitability.
Yeah, the RBP, the resident benefit package, yeah.
That, which is amazing, by the way. And there are companies out there that are doing amazing work. And I can definitely say, I know personally a lot of the folks out there, they changed the industry. Without a doubt, they changed the industry for the better and really pushed the industry forward multiple steps. It's so, like, very quickly. But I think we forgot something. We forgot our clients. Look at, for example, what we get as clients today, as rental owners, in our owner portal. The same owner statements that we've been getting 10 years ago are the same owner statements that we're getting today. Where are all the services and things we need as owners? Where is the seamless access? Where is the real-time reporting? Where are the things that really are relevant to 2023? And I think the solution to all of this, and I'm putting blanket for a second aside, the solution for it is really in the network that we've built as property managers. We have the solution for all of that. We just need to make it accessible. We can be that one-stop shop to our clients. We can be the ones who will get them referred to the lender that they need, to the inspector that they need, to anything that they need as owners when they want to buy, when they want to sell. We have that ability to provide it to them. And all we need to do is really just invest in those relationships. Because once those relationships will be so meaningful to our clients, they will never leave. They will have no reason to leave, even if the prices will be even a little bit higher than the competition.
I love
because
that.
Competing on price is a race to the bottom, but competing on value is a race to the top.
I couldn't agree more. I think that there's a lot to be said for that. I think it's an incredible perspective on that for sure. And really excited to hear more about your company and see how you guys progress over the next months. And you know, look into where you're going to be for a year from now. So hopefully I'll see you. Are you going to be in Atlanta at the NARPM conference?
Yes, we're actually also the lead sponsor at the NARPM annual conference as well.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'll see you there and looking forward to that. And Lior, thanks so much for being on the show today. And final thing is, if someone wants to learn more about Blanket, how can they reach you? How do they contact the company? And, you know, what would be the best way to do that?
Easy. You can just visit our website, blankethomes.com. Just click on the book a demo or just leave us a message on the contact us page. We have a team that is excited to speak with you, answer any questions, learn anything, even if it's not for purpose of a demo, just learn about how you can provide more value to your owners. We'll be happy to provide that information as well, even if you'll not end up using Blanket as well.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much for being on your show. I've been to your website. In fact, you've got some great content on there for property managers. So the people listening, just go and check out their content. By the way, you posted one on the top property management podcast. I was really excited that we're on the list. We made that list. So exactly. Thank you so much for that.
I told you I was a big fan before we started this.
That's right. Okay. Well, we'll see you soon in Atlanta, if not sooner. And hey, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Likewise, Bob. Thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate the opportunity.
As we wrap up today, I'd like to make a quick plug to our listeners to click on the subscribe button, give us a like, and if you would, please pay it forward with a positive review. Thank you for tuning in to Property Management Brainstorm, where we are always working hard to find new ways to advance the property management industry, and we will catch you next time.